Hello, everybody. This is the continuation Pacifica National Board teleconference. It's a continuation meeting from June 7th, 2009. Today is Friday, June 29th, 2009, and it's 5:37 p.m. Richard, our secretary, will call the roll.
Okay, and it's 7:37 Eastern time.
Okay, thank you.
It's 8:37 Eastern time.
37, yes, sorry.
Okay, Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
John O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford. Can't hear you, Leslie. Rico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
I barely hear you, Sandra. Wendy Shrill.
Here.
Susan Young.
This is Sandra. I'm here.
Okay, Sandra, I got you. Susan Young. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Amy Ross. Can't hear you, Jamie. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. AC Bird. Can't hear you, AC. Lizette King. Can't hear you, Lizette. David Eaton.
Here.
Thea Wangaza.
Here.
Let's see. You've got 13. You've got a quorum.
Good. All right. As this is a continuation meeting from the June 7th meeting, we'll pick up the agenda where we left off. The first thing on the agenda is a report from the Audit Committee. Nia, are you the chair of the Audit Committee?
Yes, I am. I gave the report. I think you already did me.
There was a request for a follow-up. Somebody on the board requested a follow-up.
So you need two-thirds to put that back. You need two-thirds to put it back on the agenda.
It's on the agenda because in the last meeting, somebody requested some information of the Audit Committee, and we had decided to start the continuation agenda with an update from the Audit Committee. Can anyone on this call remember that?
Yes. This was where we left off when we called for a continuation. We left off on audit report.
Okay, and what did we want to hear back as an update from the Audit Committee? Do you recall?
Whatever the update was.
Okay, and Nia, if you don't have an update, we'll just go on to the next agenda item. That's okay.
Yeah, that's what we should do. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, very good. George, you have we're at the Governance Committee. You have a report for us.
Yeah, I want to put some times on particular items. Well, first off, we have a consent item. So the consent item was put on. I'm going to do this without a time, assuming it really is a consent. The consent item was put on more than a month ago when we just never got to the Governance Committee report, and the only thing that needs to be changed in it is that it asks for feedback to the PNB from the LSBs by June 30th, which of course is totally impractical at this point, and so I would just like to change that to August 31st and leave it on the agenda as a consent item. If there's no objection, the substance of it is that we ask the LSBs to comment on the set of procedures for implementing cabs throughout the network. And no action is required by the PMB at this point other than forwarding it to the OSBs. So if there's no objection, then I'll assume that that's passed as a consent item.
Okay.
This is Joe.
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Tony, if it's possible, I'd like to amend that, if I could, just as a practical matter. The problem with the date of June 30th, I don't think gives the LSPs enough time. Certainly the KBFA LSPs.
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead. What's your point of order?
You can either pull something from the consent calendar. You can press it.
Joe, I introduced it with the date of August 31st. Is that sufficient, or you want to take it off the consent agenda?
No, that's fine. On the agenda it said June. I didn't cast the date, so that's fine.
All right. If there's no objection, we'll accept this consent item with its minor change.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I have many motions here, and I want to put time limits on each one. I have 3 minutes of sort of general comments from the committee to the board that don't require action, but I need to be forwarded. And then in order of what I think is the urgency, I'd like 10 minutes for the whistleblower policy, which is the first one listed after the cab policy. These don't have numbers on them, but you have them all in front of you. 10 minutes for the motion on Noel Hanrahan, 5 minutes on the sexual harassment motion, 5 minutes on Grace's commendation, which is the fourth one listed, 5 minutes on the motion to rescind the excused absences on standing committees, and that pretty much takes us out of time, but the remaining one is not urgent and can be done at the next meeting.
And Madam Chair, could you just remind your lowly timer here as we go through each motion what those
yes,
times
yes,
are?
I will.
Thank you,
okay,
George.
So it was, I didn't get them all. I got 10 minutes, whatever. We'll check with you.
I'll tell you as we do each one. The first one is 10 minutes on the whistleblower.
Yes. Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
If you are going to insert the Noel Hanrahan motion, which was not on the meeting, was continued, it would only be logical to take up the issue of rescinding the change in status policy at the same time.
Okay, let's consider that before we start the Noel Hanrahan motion.
Grace, this is Wendy.
Yeah, I would like that time not to be taken out of the 30 minutes for the committee report.
Okay, that's fair. Go ahead, Wendy.
I forgive me for not bringing this up before now. I don't know why I haven't, but for some reason the coordinating committee keeps getting left off of the standing committee reports, and it needs to be put in there, and I don't know if we can do it today since it wasn't noticed, but we have kind of important information about the next meeting of the Pacifica National Board, so I don't know how you want to handle that.
Can we handle that via email for this meeting, between from now until the next meeting?
Well, I'd like to at least make an announcement.
You can do that at the end of the meeting. That's when announcements.
What about unfinished business? Isn't that unfinished business?
Yeah, let's take that up a little bit later on the agenda. Let's get through the governance committee stuff first, and then we'll see when we can stick that in. Okay, Wendy?
Okay.
All right.
Just as a point of order, the motion to move up the motion to rescind the policy regarding change in status is a change in agenda, and we need at least to ask if there are objections.
Okay, but we're not even going to discuss whether it's going to be on the agenda at all until we get to that point in
okay.
The governance committee. So now, can you make your general comments for 3 minutes?
Yeah. There was a sense on the governance committee that the IED, that's you, Grace, should be compensated for the work that she's doing, and that they wanted me to forward that to you all. The motion was that happened. Of course, the governance committee can't do that. It was passed without objection by the committee. So I just want to refer that to the PNB as a suggestion. There was also concerns about the election policy that no motion came out of the committee, but I do want to forward some of those concerns that the requirement of 15 minutes for each programmer to put together a piece about the election that's the election policy and the election procedures. Some people felt it was a little bit of overkill and might get in the way of people responding to the rest of our programming. So I'm just forwarding those concerns. There's no action required about that. Then let's take on the whistleblower policy. That's 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, Sean, did you get that?
Yeah, okay, 10 minutes for the whistleblower policy. I got that.
Okay.
And you've got about another minute and a half on your 3 minutes.
That's okay. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
So this was a policy that's been discussed for a considerable period of time, and finally, in consultation with Ricardo, we boiled it down to what you see in front of you. There is a complication in this, in that the what should be posted at each station is not simply the California law, but actually what the whistleblower act, what the whistleblower laws are for that particular station. I could amend it to include that, but what I'd rather do is to pass this with the understanding that when it's put in place that we will in fact post what's needed at each station. That is to say, in Texas there may be Texas laws that also need to be posted in New York and in D.C. So if with that understanding, I would like to move this in, and I've asked Sean to motivate it for it, as he was largely responsible for the final form of it. Sean, would you do that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And what I'm looking at on the agenda is not what we had originally put on the agenda, because we did include the fact that it needs the laws that affect our sister stations as well as California law, et cetera. But saying that, I think the motion pretty much speaks for itself. It is rather profound in its simplicity. It keeps us in compliance with existing law. It doesn't encroach or undermine workers' rights or protections. And it was developed, as George pointed out, in consultation with our general counsel. And finally, it also incorporates our ethics policy mandate for a confidential and anonymous process when it comes to reporting ethics violations. So I hope that it can be passed as is, and I think that's all that needs to be said to motivate it.
Point of information, Madam Chair,
yes,
Susan?
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. Is the ethics policy that you provided us today, is that what is being provided as the whistleblower policy?
Yes, if you look at the last clause of our ethics policy, and I've got that right here in front of me if somebody wants me to read it to them. It says, and I'm going to the bottom here, it's the last clause on page 4. Let's see here. Reporting ethics violations. If you have questions or concerns about compliance with the subjects described in this policy or are unsure about what the right thing to do is, we strongly encourage you to first talk with your supervisor, another Pacifica Foundation leader, or the Human Resource Department. Reporting of ethic violations will be treated as confidential information and can be communicated anonymously. And that is the part of the ethics policy that we want everybody, every employee, to be given a copy of and sign off that they read it and understand it.
Bonnie, to staff.
May I respond to Susan's question?
Yes, okay. Bonnie first, and was that a point of information? Who else chimed in there?
Nia.
That was George. I wanted to respond to Susan's question.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, George.
The policy is not simply what's in the ethics statement. It consists of having people sign off that they've read the ethics statements, which covers a lot of other things besides whistleblowing and the substance of the policy that puts us in compliance with the law is that we're going to post the California State Whistleblowers Act in California and whatever else in the other stations.
Okay. Bonnie?
I guess I'm getting confused then. I thought that you were saying that this ethics policy stands as our whistleblower policy, and I don't see any language in this that has anything to do about directing people as to what they do if they feel that they have been witnessing improprieties of other people. This talks about what the right thing for you to do in your place as a volunteer or employee in situations. I'm really confused. I just don't see that this stands as a whistleblower policy, but maybe someone that understands whistleblower policies better can explain it to me.
Madam Chair, I think it would
okay.
happen.
Okay, wait a second, Sean. Okay. We have a stack. Nia is next on the stack.
This whistleblower policy, as you know, we've gone over this. On the 990, it specifically says, does the organization have a whistleblower policy? A whistleblower policy and an ethics policy, they're two different things altogether. So I wanted to know, I was not at the last governance committee meeting. Was this explained to Ricardo, and was he shown the 990? I mean, I said that out, you know, umpteen times, where specifically asks the questions, and I cannot vote for this because an ethics policy and a whistleblower policy serve two different purposes altogether. And Bonnie's absolutely right
point
about
of
what
she
just.
Okay,
huh?
Okay. Wait a second. Since as no one else is on the stack, Sean, you may.
I'd like to read the actual motion that's on the agenda is not the proper motion. It's very short. I'd like to read the proper motion to you. Be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation's ethics policy dated October 2005 be distributed to each employee, board member, and volunteer unpaid staff member with a sign-off form stating the party has read and understands the policy. This policy covers the reporting of ethics violations, and in combination with the California Whistleblowers Act and other employee protection provisions of the states where our stations are situated, will hereby constitute the Pacifica Foundation's whistleblower policy. Okay, so it is not just our ethics policy. It is also in coordination with the California State Whistleblowers Policy and all other state laws that our sister stations operate under. And so that's the complete policy. And if we follow California law and the sister state or sister stations whistleblower laws, we will in fact have a bulletproof whistleblower policy.
Yes, point of information, Madam Chair.
I want to apologize. Wait a second. I went over this with Sean at least 7 days ago to correct and amend the agenda to put the correct governance committee motion in here, and somehow the new one that Sean just stated did not get into this version of the agenda. So, Sean, why don't you read that again, because that is the proper motion. The latest incarnation of this
right.
is passed in the governance committee. It fulfills the last little bit that needed to be in it. Can you just simply read it again?
Yeah, it's very simple. Be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation's ethics policy dated October 2005 be distributed to each employee, board member, and volunteer unpaid staff member with a sign-off form stating the party has read and understands the policy. This policy covers the reporting of ethics violations, and in combination with the California Whistleblowers Act and other employee protection provisions of the states where our stations are situated, will hereby constitute the Pacifica Foundation's whistleblower policy. And again, this was done in coordination with our general counsel.
Okay. Now, Susan, did you have a comment?
No, my question was, would it be possible? I was asking whether this had been included in the agenda and if it was available in writing. You answered the question. Would Sean be able to forward it in writing to all of us?
Oh, I would be happy to. Should I just send it to our PNB email address?
Yes.
Hold on, I'm gonna do that. But first, I'm gonna check our time, folks. So give me one second just to see where we are time wise. We have 43 seconds left in this segment. 40. So.
Okay, if anyone else would like to make a quick comment, then we'll go.
Yeah, I would like that, AC.
Okay, go ahead. You have about 40 seconds.
Well, I think that something of this importance should be, especially given the fact that we had some issues around whistleblowing policy before on the board, which did not pass the muster of the committee that was set to evaluate. I would think that we should table this motion until the meeting in New York, where people would have a chance to read whatever they needed to read to grasp, to get a good understanding of what this is all about. I hear what he's saying, but the policy has not been sent out for people to read. We're now asked to read the policy and come up with an instant decision. And it seems to me it would be better to just...
Okay, wait a second. Is there a second to AC's motion to table?
I table.
Okay.
Second.
All right. We're out of time, so we're just going to go... Thank you. I got that. We're just going to go to a vote on whether we're going to table this motion or whether we're going to vote on it tonight. So, Richard, take a roll call vote on whether or not we want to table this motion.
Okay, this is on tabling the motion. Sherry Gindelman? Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
You there?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Sean Ryan?
No.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Winnie Shrill?
No.
Susan Young?
Half.
Mia Bediaco?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
Excuse me.
Carolyn Burton?
Excuse me, Richard. I meant to say yes to table. I apologize.
Carolyn Burton? Can't hear you, Carolyn.
Madam Chair, can I ask that there's somebody making a lot of noise. Hey, could they please mute themselves if they're...
Somebody's walking around and it's kind of loud. Please mute. Okay, we're back to Carolyn. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Kathy Davis?
No.
Amy Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Casey Bird?
Yes.
Lizette King? Can't hear you, Lizette. David Beaton?
No.
Pia Wangaza?
No.
I didn't hear Andrea Turner. Are you there? Okay. Leslie Radford, Susan Young.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Okay, you've got 6 yes, 11 no.
Okay, the motion to table fails. Now we're going to take a roll call vote on the main motion.
Okay.
Madam Chair, since the wording is different than what's on the agenda, could we have the reading of it?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
it can be read once more. It was already read twice. Go ahead. Read it once more.
Yeah, okay. And I did send it out. It should be arriving at your... I sent it out about 3 minutes ago. Be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation's ethics policy dated October 2005 be distributed to each employee, board member, and volunteer unpaid staff member with a sign-off form stating that the party has read and understands the policy. The policy covers the reporting of ethics violations and in combination... I'm reading the wrong one, folks. Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm reading the wrong one. Here we go. Here's the actual, and I apologize. Here we go. Be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation's ethics policy dated 2005 be distributed to each employee, board member, and volunteer unpaid staff member with a sign-off form stating the party has read and understands the policy. This policy covers the reporting of ethics violations and in combination with the California Whistleblowers Act and other employee protection provisions of the state where our stations are situated will hereby constitute the Pacifica Foundation's whistleblower policy.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Richard, now please take a roll call vote on this motion.
Okay, Sherry Gindelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Who was that?
That was Andrea, just checking in. I'm on board.
Okay, good. Put you here, too. Joe Gonzalez?
Oh, yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross? Rico, you there? Can't hear you, Rico. George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Shrill?
Pass.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No, I haven't even seen it, no.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Casey Bird?
No.
Lizette King? David Beaton? David? Can't hear you, David.
Yes.
Okay. Fia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have a vote for... Rico Ross?
Yes.
Rico, you there? Rico?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. How do you vote on this? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Wendy Shrill?
Yes.
Did I miss anyone? 12?
No.
Who said no?
No, you didn't miss anyone. That's great.
Okay. Okay, 12 yes and 6 no.
All right, that motion passes. George, on to the next motion. I believe
I want to ask for 5 minutes for this one. It's a motion on sexual harassment training.
Yes.
The motion is as it is in the agenda. Sexual harassment training shall be made available at all times to paid staff, unpaid staff, and LSB members, and is required of paid and unpaid staff. So this is something that we need to have in place in order to protect ourselves from lawsuits due to ignorance on the part of both volunteer and paid staff. My understanding is that it's actually in the process of being put in place, but this would certainly codify the PNB's position with regard to it, and so I move the motion as it stands. LSB members are not required to do this, as they don't have the same sort of relationship to the organization as the paid and the unpaid staff.
Okay. Can I give a little point of information?
Certainly.
As the executive director, I just signed a contract with Centrio for sexual harassment training and other training for all paid and unpaid staff and LSB members if they choose to do it. It was just signed today. And it will be long.
And Bonnie?
Yes.
Point of information, Susan?
Okay. All right. Wendy first, then Bonnie.
Well, can you just expand on that? Is it, is the national organization paying for every programmer and paid staff person at $15? Can you explain more about that? What's the contract say?
The contract allows us 2,000 launches. That means 2,000 people can log into the site and do whatever training they have available. And the cost for 2,000 launches for a one-year period is $16,000, which is $8,000, $8 per person per launch. It includes any training that they have available on their website. So if we care to include or request that paid staff, for instance, do some specialty training, even if it's only at one station, that's available, whatever they have available as far as training goes. But it certainly includes sexual harassment training. As I mentioned earlier in a report, Ahmad strongly suggested that we include for paid staff, both managerial and supervisorial and not supervisorial staff, that staff evaluation training be included, so staff understand that there have to be ongoing staff evaluations by supervisors, so that the supervisors understand that and also the employees. So that's also included. Any kind of training that this company has available to us is included within that flat price of $8 per person for a one-year period.
But that's separate from this motion that's up right now.
It's just a point of information.
Okay, just, yeah. Can we keep it separate right now?
Sure. So that Wendy, you just asked that question. The next person, I believe, was Bonnie.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, what was the name of the company? I couldn't hear you.
Centrio, Syntrio.
And I'm kind of confused. The wording of this motion says sexual harassment training shall be made available at all times to paid staff, unpaid staff, and LSB members. And is required of paid and unpaid staff. Can you explain to me how that's going to work? I assume since this is online that people will be given passwords to go up online and sign in and do their training. Can you just sort of sketch out for me, are we to make this a part of every person who comes on board as an unpaid or paid staff person? Is there a length of employment involved in this? I'm just confused as to how this will possibly work.
Bonnie, Andrea is correct. I just gave a point of information. It would be extraneous and off the agenda to elaborate on that. So we're just going to deal with the motion at hand.
I can't vote on the motion unless I understand it, Madam Chair.
Well, the motion has nothing to do with the information I just gave. So the motion is as it stands.
Isn't the motion moot?
The motion may be moot.
May I speak to that?
Yeah, go ahead, George.
The IED is putting into place essentially what the motion asks for and has some specific procedures for doing it. This is a policy decision that I think the PMB ought to adopt. And the IED and subsequent EDs can refine how they do it. But it is saying, yes, indeed, you need to take this if you want to be a member of unpaid staff, a volunteer program, or whatever else.
We're at time, Madam Chair.
Okay, let's go to a vote on this motion. Richard, please take a roll call vote on this motion.
Okay. Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Trell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Iabediaco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jimmy Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
AC Bird? Can hear you, AC. Ted King? David Beaton? David Beaton? Can't hear you, David. I hear somebody, but I can't hear David. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Sherry Gendelman?
Abstain.
Bonnie Simmons?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Jim Brown passed. Jim?
Abstain. Jim Brown, abstain.
Okay. AC Bird?
Quiet.
AC Bird, you there, AC? Can't hear you. David Beaton?
Yes.
Yes, and 3 abstentions. 0 no's.
Okay.
All right, that motion passes.
Sean, how much time have we got left in my 30 minutes?
Madam Chair? Madam Chair?
Let's find out how much time is left, please.
You know, I was doing, because we decided to break these up, I left for 30 minutes. I've got one timer, folks.
Okay, that's fine. I would like to raise as the next one the motion with regard to reinstating Noel Hanrahan. There was some sentiment about moving the motion to rescind forward, so I'll defer to the chair about what she wants to do about that.
And what is the time
I would entertain a motion to table,
so
to postpone the next 3 items on the governance committee agenda and place them as at the top of the next governance committee agenda item at the next teleconference. Would anyone like to make such a motion?
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing the next 3 items and jumping to the Noel Hanrahan motion from the governance committee?
What? I'm sorry, I misunderstood you, Madam Chair. Which are you saying?
Sean, yeah. Casey O'Brien just agreed to move the next 3 governance committee items so that they are postponed to the next meeting.
Grace, point of order.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm the chair of the committee, so Sean doesn't have the choice about that. But as the chair of the committee, I'm entitled to bring forward the motions that I wish to in the order that I wish to make them. And I wish to have the next one be, in fact, the motion with regard to Noel Hanrahan on the basis of urgency. However, if you wish to defer consideration of that to allow the possibility of considering the motion to rescind, I would defer to your judgment about that. But it isn't necessary.
No,
It isn't necessary to do anything to put this as next on the agenda unless we do something to change it.
Okay, thank you, George. Then let's just put it next on the agenda. We don't need to postpone anything.
And George, I'm sorry for stepping on your toes.
This is Wendy.
You didn't, Sean.
Okay, one second.
I don't understand what you guys just did, because it seems to me that while George can bring whatever he wants as the chair of the committee can bring whatever it wants, the national board certainly has the authority to table any motions it wants.
That's correct.
Or does.
So what just happened here? I don't understand.
Not realizing that George could alter the order of the agenda.
The order of his report.
Okay.
But the motion Sean moved was to postpone three items till the next teleconference.
That's right.
And I thought that was okay until George made his...
May I speak to it?
Yes, go ahead.
Wendy, the point of it was to get to this motion on Noel Hanrahan, but it isn't necessary to make any motion in terms of postponing other... The motions which are listed in the agenda as before it, because as the chair in making my report, it's my discretion as to what I want to bring up from the committee to put before the PNB, and my choice is to bring up the motion with regard to Noel Hanrahan. So that's what's now on the floor.
Okay. If I could, Grace, can I just ask and follow up?
I'm just going to rule that let's go George's way. I accept that. And that's
however, some of us want to table it. I want to table it. So what's my recourse?
And we weren't tabling the Hanrahan motion.
Do we wait until he says it and then we move to table it?
Okay, tabling. The motion that Sean put forward was not to table the Hanrahan motion or to postpone it. It was to postpone the three other motions that came before it so that it would come
next.
Okay?
Point of order?
Madam Chair. So now we're at the Hanrahan motion. Okay.
Point of order?
Okay.
And how much time?
The motion has to be moved. Has to be moved
chair?
Before it can be tabled.
Okay. Let me have some order here. And we're going to open debate on the Hanrahan motion because it's coming from the Governance Committee. And we can take a stack.
Madam Chair, you said that we were going to deal with the question of whether we were moving up the motion to rescind change of status when we got to the item.
I would like to, before we do that, I said we would discuss it. I would like to know how many times the Hanrahan situation has been dealt with, discussed on the PNB level, because if this is... If this has already been gone over twice, another motion to rescind is dilatory.
That's right.
Wendy on the stack.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, Madam Chair, can I just ask you, this is your timer speaking. How much time did we allot for this particular motion, and when do you want me to start the clock?
10 minutes for this motion.
Thank you.
Point of order?
Okay. Go ahead, Sherry. What is the plan?
I think that this motion, I move that it be discussed in executive session. I have certain comments to make that cannot be made in public session.
Okay.
Second.
That's a referral to closed session. We can discuss whether, because others may want to keep it in open session, so we'll open up a stack to discuss whether it should be referred to closed session.
Sean,
anyone
want
to be on the stack?
Wendy?
George?
Nia, could you please speak up a little bit? You're a little low.
Okay. Who are you addressing that to, Nia? Me?
Great. You.
Okay. Thank you.
Speak a little louder, please.
All right. Wendy first.
George for the stack, too, please.
Okay. Wendy first.
I mean, technically, what I wanted to say doesn't have anything to do with going to executive session.
Yeah.
But it's a short point. You just asked how many times we've dealt with the Hanrahan situation, and I don't believe we have at all. We had a motion that talked about changes in status, and if someone happens to have a change in status, how it would be interpreted, which, by the way, passed by a very slim margin, and there's a motion to rescind that motion on this agenda. I don't understand how the governance committee is making specific motions about one person. And I look forward to a conversation about all of this. However, I don't know that, I mean, I'm also in favor of tabling it until we...
I have a point of order.
Clarity.
George Ryder,
okay,
please.
Okay, Wendy, I got your point. George?
We're discussing what to do with this motion. I haven't even had a chance to actually put it forward and to motivate it. I'd like the opportunity to do that first.
Okay, go ahead.
Excuse me, there's a point of order that you were addressing, whether or not to move this to executive session.
You can't move it before it's moved.
Okay. I'm going to let George, trusting that George is not going to reveal any confidential information, I'm going to allow him to discuss this motion.
Really?
Point of information, Chair.
I'm going...
I don't seem to have the motion. I don't see it on the agenda.
Where's the motion? In the minute?
Okay, it's on the agenda that I sent out. It went out. On Monday, the 22nd of June, and it was sent out at 2:59 a.m. my time to the PNB.
And it's under new business.
It's not under new business.
It's not under the governance committee.
It's under the governance.
Well, it's been misplaced on the agenda then,
It's not misplaced. It states here in the governance committee motions, be it resolved that, consistent with the policy passed by the PNB with regard to changes in status on an LSB, that Noel Hanrahan be immediately reinstated to the KPFA LSB.
Oh.
Well, point of order, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I don't...
Yes.
I don't have that.
Yeah, Grace,
point
I don't either.
Okay, well,
it's not on the agenda.
Madam Chair,
yes.
This motion was placed in the governance committee report on a continued agenda when the meeting in which this motion for governance was passed was just last Thursday, and in the last few days, myself and others have discussed online that with this being put into a continued agenda, that the real possibility that we move the motion to rescind the policy, and on this very call tonight, Madam Chair, when we began the call, I asked about it, and you told me that we would discuss that when we got to the Hanrahan motion, and now I find that we are already presenting.
We are discussing that. What has happened is Sherry requested that this whole agenda item be moved to closed session. However, and we haven't decided whether it's going to be moved to closed session or not.
But
now,
you are having someone present.
Let's get back, please. Let's get back to the issues at hand. I asked if the original motion regarding change of status was there a motion to rescind that motion taken up by the PNB, and what was its outcome?
No, Madam Chair.
Twice we have dealt with this issue, and what was brought to governance...
Okay, Sean, wait a second.
I thought somebody asked an open question.
Okay, because we have a comment.
Okay.
With it.
AC,
Chair,
we can hear you. Please mute your phone.
Oh, this is LaVar, and I'm on the call. I can hear AC's conversation.
Okay, all right.
I was...
AC, please just mute your phone.
Yeah, and I was muting that one other call. That's okay.
Okay, good. Now...
I'm not...
Okay.
Now, on the stack on this one?
Right now, we don't know where we are. I'll put you on the stack when we're discussing something. Sean, was there a motion, or George, was there ever a motion to rescind the policy regarding changes in status?
Well, that actually got before the board, you mean?
Yes.
Not that I know of.
Okay, then motion to rescind the original motion is not out of order.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, in new business or
unfinished
business.
May I make a point of information here?
It's at the bottom of unfinished business.
That's the original motion. The motion that came to governance had, and Joe, I wish you'd speak up on this, the motion that came before governance
had to do with getting the LSB to follow the direction of the PNB. It didn't deal with
Sean,
the merits.
Sean, I'm going to make a ruling on this. I understand what you're saying. As a motion to rescind is proper if it has never been brought before to this body. The motion by Bonnie Simmons to rescind the policy regarding the change in status would appropriately be taken up at this point on the agenda before we get to the Noel Hanrahan situation. Why don't we move that up to now so it can be discussed and dealt with? Because if there is a vote by this body to rescind the policy regarding change in status, then this Noel Hanrahan motion becomes moot. Okay. Now, does anyone have, Bonnie, are you prepared? Do you have the original change of status motion? We can't rescind.
Yes, I do, Madam Chair, and it's been sent out to the full board 3 times.
Okay, and you sent it out tonight?
I sent it out yesterday. I sent it out about 3 weeks ago. I sent it out April 10th.
Okay, can you send it out now?
Sure.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is a change in the agenda, you need to ask if there are any objections.
Okay, are there any objections to taking up this motion to rescind?
Yes.
Okay. This is a ruling of a chair that is germane to the Noel Hanrahan motion. So I am ruling that it's appropriate to put it up higher on the agenda at this time so we don't do double work. Therefore, it would take a 2/3 vote to overturn my ruling.
No, it just takes a majority to overturn your ruling.
Okay.
It would require
a
2/3
majority.
Vote to move it up.
So let's vote on that then, to take this item up right now.
Okay, this is a vote. George Ryder?
I'll pass.
Senator Rawline?
I don't understand what we're voting on.
I'll pass. Voting on whether
Madam Chair, do you want to explain it?
Whether to change the agenda so that we can take up the motion to rescind the earlier change in status motion that passed the PNB a while back.
Point of order?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Do we want that motion read?
Great.
Yes. Go ahead.
Point of order. You just said that you were ruling that it is in order to move it. I don't think we're voting on whether to move it. I think you just called for a vote on the motion to rescind.
No,
I didn't. I called a
vote on her ruling.
On my ruling. It
can
be overturned.
You can't challenge your own ruling. I mean,
I'm not challenging it.
Sean
Casey O'Brien challenged it. So we're just going to a vote. He objected. I asked if there was any objection. There was an objection.
He didn't object to the ruling, did he?
I thought he objected changing, moving the agenda.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to abstain from this vote.
Okay. The vote is to. Okay.
Madam Chair, you started to make a ruling, and then George had a point of order, and I thought you were responding to George's point of order that it takes a 2/3 vote to change the agenda, and that is what we are currently voting on, whether we should change the agenda according to Robert's Rules of Order brought forth by George.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'll withdraw my ruling. Does someone wish to change the agenda so that we take up the rescinding of the change of status motion at this time?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone second that?
Second.
Okay. An agenda change would take a 2/3 vote.
I'd like to speak to it. This is Wendy.
Okay.
Who made that motion?
Sherry.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. It needs a 2/3 vote to change the agenda. I believe we probably are out of time for this agenda item.
Yeah,
not going to be taking, we're just going to go to a vote and then
move
possibly...
to extend for 5 minutes.
Second.
Okay, it takes a two-thirds vote to extend.
I'd like to be allowed to make my point.
Okay.
Asking people to
no
vote for it,
we'll
that's what it takes.
If there's no objection, we'll allow Wendy a minute or a minute and a half to make her point, okay? Hearing no objection, Wendy, go ahead, and then we'll take a vote on this.
I want to remind everybody that this motion to interpret what is a disqualifying act, to say that if someone changes status, such as getting a job at the Pacifica Foundation, where they actually do have say in what goes on there, if they want that to move that is not a disqualifying act, that they get to still keep their seat as a listener, that... that passed the PNB by like one vote, and to now use this change in agenda tactic where it then takes two-thirds to vote on a motion to rescind, which would have been a simple majority, that I consider to be really dirty politics. This is an item that you all need to look at. It should not be decided based on one person, like what side one person might vote on, or how much anybody hates one person. You know, this is an important policy decision that needs to be solved by level head. And not decide it by the political or the, the two-thirds by adding it to the agenda thing. This
okay,
is something we need to always look at honestly.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank
point
you.
Of personal
privilege. Sean, let's have some order. Wendy, if this vote fails, then it's still on the agenda where it was originally. Okay?
Thank you.
It's not going to be taken off the agenda. This is just a vote to move it up the agenda. But it does need a two-thirds vote because...
It's technical and it's political.
Okay. All right. Your objection has been heard.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Point of information. What citation is being used to indicate that it requires a two-thirds vote?
Robert's Rules of Order.
It's a change of agenda, AC. Change of agenda is a two-thirds vote. Once you approve it, then it's two-thirds to amend the agenda by
good time.
All right, let's go to a vote on this. Richard?
Okay, this is the motion to move the order, change the order. George Ryder.
Pass.
Sandra Rawline.
Dane.
Wendy Strell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Oh.
Carolyn Burden.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't hear you, Carolyn.
I was muted. Yes.
Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy.
Pass.
Jamie, is that Kathy Pass? Jamie Ross. Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Casey Bird.
Yes.
Zed King. David Beaton. Can't hear you, David. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Oh, David said no. Okay. Afia Wangaza?
Epstein.
Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Epstein.
John O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
Point of information, I'm not completely clear on what we're voting on.
We're voting whether to move an item up on the agenda.
Oh, right.
Rico?
Yes.
That was
you
a yes vote.
Abstain.
Oh, you abstain. Okay. George Ryder?
I abstain.
Kathy Davis?
No.
I think that's everybody. 9-3-6.
Okay, the motion passes.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Sean.
I want people to know that many of us did not vote. This is not about factionalism. This is not about politics. I don't know Ms. Hanrahan. I don't even know which side she's on. But from what I heard and the way I looked at the facts, this woman was denied due process.
Okay, wait. Sean, you're debating.
Objection.
You're debating the motion. It's not time for that.
Objection.
That was
race.
Sean, you're out of order.